This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israel today sent tanks into Palestinian-ruled areas, provoking a gun battle that left two Palestinians dead. Israel demands that the Palestinian leadership turn over those responsible for yesterday's assassination of Israel's tourism minister. The Israeli-Palestinian violence of the past year has severed ties between the two sides that had developed during years of relative calm. Now some want a dialogue that would focus on religion, in whose name the violence often is committed. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Wearing a traditional long white tunic and white skullcap, Sheikh Abdullah Nimr Darwish stands at the microphone facing a Jerusalem audience of Muslims, Christians, and Jews. Darwish is the founder of the Islamic movement in Israel and a Palestinian who delivers a sermon in fluent Hebrew.
God wants people to live together in coexistence. If a Muslim, Christian, or a Jew comes and says that God has given me an order to murder you, this is not the God we believe in.
Darwish says his message is a simple one.
Whoever has been created by God cannot be my enemy. I may be different from you, my Jewish friend, but I don't call you my enemy. We are all the children of Adam.
Darwish's partner in the dialogue is Rabbi Shar Yeshuv Cohen, the chief rabbi of Haifa, who delivers a similar message in a softer tone.
Shalom lecha. Shalom pirusho shalom.
One of the names of God is Shalom, peace. When we greet each other, we say Shalom. That shows how important peace is.
The dialogue is organized by the local chapter of the World Council for Religion and Peace. The participants are Israeli citizens, half of them Jewish and half Muslim. They meet once a month and study religious texts on a given topic. After the attack on the World Trade Center, they decided their next meeting should focus on the issue of martyrdom. Dr. Ron Kronish is the director of the Interreligious Coordinating Council.
Religion in Israel and the Palestinian conflict has a very bad reputation. It is perceived, and probably not incorrectly, as being on the side of either violence and terror or, I don't know, occupation and whatever on the other side. We're looking for other people who can show another face of religion.
Sheikh Darwish and Rabbi Yeshuv Cohen spoke at a recent public forum. The audience's questions and their answers revealed much about the emotional state of both sides.
How do you explain that a Muslim goes out to kill a Jew in the name of God and with the call Allahu Akbar, God is great, murders him?
Sheikh Darwish disappointed many in the audience by refusing to condemn suicide bombings. He said he understands how young Palestinians feel in the face of Israel's continued control of the West Bank and Gaza Strip.
At a time when they don't give you the right to live and condemn you to death, you will do everything to fight against that death, even if you endanger yourself.
Muslim-Jewish dialogue has some sharp critics, including Sheikh Ikrima Sabri, the Palestinian-appointed mufti of Jerusalem. Speaking through a translator, he said most Israeli rabbis support the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip.
It's very difficult to sit down together because there are very big gap between the two sides. And always they are using these meetings to see the international community that everything is okay.
But supporters say the dialogue could offer new ways of looking at an old conflict. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.